This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, May 12, 2021. The Vigil of the Ascension of the Lord, by Father William Doc Holliday.
They went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. It doesn't just say that they went and preached everywhere. They went and preached while the Lord worked with them. We need to understand that this is not just a history lesson for us, but it is a practical lesson in what goes on in our Catholic lives. We are called by our Lord Jesus Christ to proclaim the gospel. We are called to preach, first and foremost, by the way we live our lives, but also what we say. It is not up to us to come up with what to say. It will be Him who puts it on our hearts and who gives us the strength to do it. All we need to do is cooperate with His graces. But in teaching us to cooperate with His graces, our Lord will, as it says, work with us. When the Lord works with you, you have to understand that it may not always be positive, as far as you're concerned. As a matter of fact, generally speaking, when the Lord really wants to put your nose to the grindstone, you're probably not going to like it. But it's going to be like anything else in this world. It is going to be worth it in the end. Anything in this world that is worth having is worth working for. We have a tendency to be lazy. So our Lord will help us a bit with this work, and He will work with us. It's interesting to look at the Ascension, and I don't want to go with the Ascension per se, and I want to go with the 40 days that preceded it. There has been 40 days since Easter. We have short memories. Well, Easter was quite a while ago. It was over a month. It was over a month, 40 days. We have to appreciate that this number 40 is very meaningful in Scripture. 40. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days. Israel wandered in the desert for 40 years. Ezekiel, the prophet, laid on his right side for 40 days in atonement for the sins of the people of his day. Saul, David, and Solomon all reigned in Israel for 40 years. Goliath taunted Israel for 40 days. And the Lord destroyed the world by a flood that lasted 40 days. Common thread there, no? The common thread is that He will work. Some of that stuff is positive. People reigning as kings in certain places. Solomon reigning, we have to understand that most of it, though, is, as I said before, a hard lesson. Wandering in the desert, laying on your side for 40 days, fasting for 40 days. These are the realities of our faith. This is how our Lord works with us. We need to appreciate that, and we need to cooperate with the work that He does with us. It's interesting, one of the gospel accounts, when our Lord ascends into heaven, right before He ascends into heaven, He says, Jesus upbraided His apostles. Upbraided, that means scolded them. He scolded them for their, He'd been with them for 40 days after His resurrection, and it says at His ascension, some of them still didn't believe. It's like, how can that happen? It's very easy. I mean, look at our own church. There are people who come in here every single week. I don't mean here, I mean everywhere. They go places, they celebrate, sort of, the Eucharist, and they still don't believe. They don't believe that Christ is really present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. No matter how many times they hear it, how many times they read it, it's not a reality. Our Lord will fix that. He fixes that by providing us proofs. What did he do for 40 days with the apostles? He continued to do miracles, like walk through locked doors and show up in the room, being eating with his disciples, and when they see him, the road to Emmaus, he disappears from their sight. He does these supernatural things, but then he does other things. He is resurrected, and they think he's a spirit, and he eats with them. For 40 days, he gives them proof of his resurrection. And when they go and he is ascended, there are still some of them, his apostles, who don't quite believe. This is the ongoing process with us. He is constantly working in us, positively and usually harshly, to get us to believe, to prove to us that he truly does work within us, that we do what he says and preach the gospel. So our Lord proves to us, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear, if we truly believe and pay attention to what he says. Because, as I said before, he upbraids his apostles before he ascends into heaven for not believing. This does not give us a lesson in how weak they were, because we need to be a little introspective and understand that we are weak also when it comes to faith. We easily wane from being on cloud nine when things are going well with us and we're all uber Catholic, and then all of a sudden something bad happens and we're questioning God. He works with us. He works with us. And again, this is just like, it's not a sign of weakness in us. It's not a sign of weakness in them, but it is a source of future strength. It's a source of future strength because we see these apostles whom our Lord Jesus Christ upbraids for their disbelief. And within a few short days after the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, these same men go to their deaths in the most horrible ways to show that they believe in our Lord. Again, this isn't about their weakness. It's about what the Holy Spirit will do to strengthen them. This is us also. This should be very encouraging for us. It doesn't matter if the current proof in your life is one of those things that's okay, or one of those things is, I don't want this. No matter what it is, you step back and you appreciate the fact that the Lord is working with you. And just like the apostles, he will also work with you to strengthen you. This is that whole part, while the Lord worked with them. That because subsequent to the ascension, the apostles disbelieved. He raised them by the power of the Holy Spirit to believing exponentially. St. Paul, later on, St. Paul, called by our Lord Jesus Christ himself, personally. St. Paul, you can only be beaten with rods and stoned and shipwrecked so many times where you don't start flinching a little bit. And there's a time when St. Paul falters. He's supposed to go to a city and he's petrified. And the Lord has to show up in a vision and say, Paul, don't worry. I have many friends in there. Don't worry about yourself. See, the Apostle Paul, he faltered. And the Holy Spirit strengthened him. He will do the same for us. This is why he does what he does. He just doesn't want us to understand the things of the past. He wants to understand his relationship with us. This is how he works with them. He works with them and confirms the messages by signs that attended it. If you look at your own life and your progress in the faith, you should see an objective improvement. We got to sit in the office and talk. If you look at me and say, I'm the same Catholic I was 3, 5, 10 years ago. I'm good with that. You shouldn't be good with that, because that's stagnation. There is no organic growth there. There is no progress. He confirms things with us. He confirms things in our own life. He confirms things with us. I wish I could have seen a miracle. Every single time we come to Mass, every single time, bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of God Almighty Himself. Well, I don't see any miracle that you don't have eyes to see or ears to hear in Him. Faith, our outward sense befriending, makes our inward vision clear. We believe it because He said it. He does continue to confirm this message in us. He confirms that message by every time we receive the Eucharist, every time we go into the confessional, it's confirmed that He continues to strengthen us. The Lord will do this in our 40 days, or 40 years, so to speak. We just need to appreciate it. This is where the ascension comes into play, because our Lord is able to strengthen us, because He's God. His ascension in and of itself is a demonstration of His Godhead. A lot of people in His day and subsequent to His day, because He hung on the cross, because He died, He couldn't really be God. Look at how weak He was. He couldn't come down from the cross. He died like He didn't die like everyone else. He died like everyone else, but He raised Himself from the dead. His ascension goes beyond that and proves that the qualities of divinity were manifest in His body. Just like He took on flesh and became a slave, He became sin, who knew no sin, for us. He did that to show that God will condescend to us. When He ascends into heaven, He shows that that flesh has the ability to exhibit divinity. Divine qualities are manifest in His body. This body that hung on the cross and, from the Pharisee's standpoint, couldn't come down, lifts up from the earth of its own power, it is taken up into heaven in a cloud. This should be great comfort for us. This one we serve is not a great sage or a great teacher. It is God Almighty Himself. And when we look at the ascension, we have to understand at the end of the day that our Lord Jesus Christ's ministry did not end here on this world. His ministry is in heaven right now. And as the angels told them as they gawked up into heaven, "Why stand you gazing up into heaven? Do you not know that this one Jesus will come back just as He's gone?" His ministry didn't end here, and it's not ended now. He's going to come again. This is something that should be very encouraging to us. This is the strength. This is the message that should strengthen us to be able to confirm the message to others. We present that He's confirmed it to us. In Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost.